This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Everybody get up. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Joe Cali, Derek Kramer, talking about sports movies on a fantastic Friday.
And we're playing this. I want to watch Space Jam now. I don't know about you guys, but I'm hyped.
I want to do the jam.
Space Jam.
Oh, boy.
The original Space Jam?
Original Space Jam. I'd say top five sports movie all time.
If you hear this, I don't know if top five, maybe top 10. There's a lot
top
of,
10.
There
okay.
are a lot of
top
good.
Top five's aggressive. Like, top 10, yes.
Yes, 100%. But I hear this, I just want to watch it. Especially, like, at the end when Bill Murray, like,
yeah,
the best character in the film.
It's not fair how much of a bop the song is.
No, it's not. It does just make you go.
Yeah.
I do want to get more into Space Jam because there was the sequel.
Get more in. What, are you trying to dig into the lore of Space
no,
Jam?
No. Just, like, the conversation of the sequel being as bad as it was and clear. That to me is a clear cash grab.
Yes.
Happy Gilmore 2 is towing that line. I don't think it'll be as bad as Space Jam 2.
Most remakes or late sequels are cash grabs, if not all of them.
Yes, because all but they, Top Gun Maverick was a phenomenal film. And I know that's not. They play volleyball and football in the original.
Get out.
Brayton Wilson would dropkick you right now.
We might
I'm
have discovered
getting
something.
Privileges revoked.
Yes. No, like that's, you're towing dangerous waters, my friend.
That's tough. I'm actually muted.
Yeah, you're actually muted. You'll actually have to come get up, walk over here, and try to take my mic from me.
Hmm. Oh, I'm back.
There you go.
Do it again and you're done for good.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm on probation. I understand.
But we're talking sports movies with you today. Thank you to everyone that's called in so far. And as promised, he waited through two breaks, Chris. We got to get you right at the jump here. Chris, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for waiting.
No problem. Sorry if any of these are duplicates since I'm calling an hour in, but maybe quick. So being born in 93, a couple movies for sure as a kid, both MVPs. The one where he plays Junior in Alaska and then the one pro in Seattle. Air Bud, the original, the basketball one, that's for sure. Two of the best ones I watched as a kid. I probably watched those over 100 times, both of those.
Air Bud, that's a classic.
Yeah, especially when he leaves him on the island. That's that gets you as a kid when he thinks he can't take care of him anymore. And then he finds his way back. But then the last one, I actually watched it the other day with my wife and she kind of laughed at me, but I didn't care. I cried at the end of it, and I do it every time. Cinderella Man with Russell Crowe. That is probably one of my favorite movies as well, just in general, not just sports related. And an honorable mention to The Rookie as well with Dennis Quaid. Baseball movie, that one's really good as well.
All right, Chris, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your patience waiting in.
Yeah, he's got a point there. Cinderella Man does get you. The Great Depression, a boxer, two very tough situations, right? Meshed into a movie. Oh, man, you're asking for it at that point.
Right. I mean, hey, sometimes you gotta go in strong. And for waiting like that, he had a pretty good list. Air Bud is the is that interesting umbrella type.
Mm-hmm. But he's not wrong.
When
they do leave him on the island, that is tough. I don't like that part. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, I really did not like that part.
No, that's very tough. That's not something that should be in a children's movie.
They used to put a lot of that in children's movies.
Yes.
Just a lot of heartbreak. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Why do you think I don't blink twice at trauma anymore, Joe?
Right. I mean, they probably just were getting everyone ready. But he also mentions The Rookie with Dennis Quaid. Mm-hmm. And that we mentioned Rookie of the Year, and I did in passing mention that movie did exist. That one's good. An old man, really like 40-something. Like, I'm saying old. But making his way into the major leagues. Like, it's a pretty compelling story, you know? And not true, but it hits still.
Yes.
There are those sports just... Is it true? It says it's listed under a biopic.
Hmm.
The Rookie. I'm going to have to look into that.
You're going to have to look into this
before you keep talking yourself
into a corner.
Yep. I will have to look into that. But it is a all-time sports movie, in my opinion. And it's one I came across recently.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Is The Rookie a true story?
Well, while you figure that out, and you don't have to figure it out loud, we can keep going on the phones here. John in Dunkirk, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
Well, there's a movie called Victory with Sylvester Stallone and Michael Caine, and it's about a group of Allied prisoners in a German POW camp that take on the guards in a game of soccer while they're planning an escape.
Whoa.
Sylvester Stallone is the only American in the prison, but so he plays the goalie since he's really not skilled in soccer. In a typical Rocky-esque movie, the Allies end up winning the game against the, of course, better condition, better in shape German guards. But it's worth a look.
I would absolutely say so. I'm looking up the quick synopsis on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, John. Thank you for the call. Also, Pele's in it.
Yeah, there's actual soccer players.
There's
in
actual
this movie.
Soccer players.
I've never seen Bobby Moore. Like, there's some legit soccer players in this movie.
Well, yeah, if you're gonna get some, knowledge about the game in there, you might as well ask some of the best, right?
I've never seen it, and that might be one I have to watch.
No, I looked at the synopsis. This looks very fascinating. Appreciate that one. Great suggestion.
The Rookie is based on a true story.
It is. Tells the true story of Jim Morris, a Texas science teacher and volunteer high school baseball coach, who shocked the sports world by signing with the Tampa Bay Devil Rays at the age of 35. So it's a true story.
Do you think David Ayers gets a movie at some point?
You know who would have?
I have to ask.
No.
Do you know who
Why not?
Because it's only a game. If he played a whole season, sure.
Dude, it's only a game.
That'd be
How
like
many
Frank
movies are
Reich
based off
getting
of one game?
That'd be like Frank Reich getting a movie, though.
Would that not slap?
It'd be a 5-minute short film.
No. I'm talking about the unlikely person, a Zamboni driver who works for the team, then has to face off against that team.
Oh, you could doubt that. I could see being turned into like a drama.
It's different
hour
than a Scott
half.
Foster, for example. But like, the man had to make 7 saves throughout the course of the game. But how you make that movie more dramatic is the Leafs actually shoot the puck more.
Isn't that? It's similar to the Rookie plot, though. A science teacher makes his way up to the major leagues. It's a little different, but I could see that. Also, like another person I could see getting a movie. If he were to go on and win that Super Bowl. Brock Purdy.
Mr. Irrelevant
as the title. That was right there.
Yes.
That was right there for a studio if he actually went on and was able to win.
Yeah, but like you could loosely you could throw some actual like extra
you're gonna put some filler drama in there for sure.
Yeah, like
right?
it's based on a true story, but like you can exaggerate some points on it where like, you know, the Leafs actually shoot the puck more.
Because
like the thing about Ayers too with that win is he lets in the first 2 shots that he faces.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also...
But he gets so much team support from the Hurricanes.
Yeah, right.
Carolina outscores Toronto 3-2 in that whole game.
Yeah.
But if you were to make a movie about that sort of scenario, though, it becomes more dramatic if the opposing team that you work for shoots more against you. The fact that he saw 7 shots the rest of the way after allowing the first 2 goals was still hilarious to me. But enough, it's enough of a premise to where if it didn't happen in real life, maybe a movie would get made about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing to me. Like, you'd get a movie about that probably when someone eventually thinks of it.
Yeah.
Like, you could call it E-Bug. I don't know. Like, there. See? Instead of all these remakes, we'll make the David Ayer story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Hollywood, give me money. Let's go. That's how this works, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you're absolutely right. Like, I mean,
yeah, you could absolutely make a movie about the David Ayers game or the situation to it and add different exaggerations and drama into it. Like, instead of it being the second period, it's right away. Or, like, he's got to play the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they
no,
do that with every
stay
movie.
True to the story.
Again, there's some things you can exaggerate. Again, if this didn't happen in real life, you would be able to make a full different story about it. But instead, yeah, no, like, Ayers actually does this, and he wins. Like, that's still so funny. I think there should be a David Ayers movie. Give me a David Ayers movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know Canada can do this.
Mm-hmm. They should be able to. There are a few more I want to briefly touch on after we continue to get connected with our fans, because they're as we're talking about these, there's more just popping in, popping out of my head, especially some funny ones. So we'll get to that.
And it's brought to you, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll keep things going. Adam, welcome to, I almost said Sports Talk Saturday. Welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Thanks for taking my call. I haven't heard it yet. Maybe you guys touched on it. A League of Their Own, one of my favorite baseball movies growing up. All-star cast. You know, you have Madonna in it, Rosie O'Donnell, Tom Hanks. There's no crying in baseball. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. As far as hockey movies, I always thought an underrated one was Mystery Alaska.
Ooh.
Like, Russell Crowe at its peak right there. It just makes you want to move to Alaska and play hockey.
Yes.
And then another one, I don't know if you'd consider this a quote-unquote sports movie, but Dodgeball. I mean, you know, you got Jason Bateman in there providing some amazing color commentary. There's some great quotes in that movie. But I'll hang up and listen to the comments. Thanks for taking my call.
Adam, appreciate it. And did you, like, bug our studio in break? Because two of the points that you hit on were things that we talked about in break with each other.
I opened it up with Dodgeball, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But Mystery Alaska, that's a good one. That's a really
I've never
good
seen
suggestion.
That. No, I'll have to watch that
really
one.
Really good hockey movie. And like Adam says there, like, it makes you want to just go to Alaska and play hockey. Just because of the spirit of the film. I love a good hockey movie. I really do. And it's probably just because I'm a hockey junkie and I get treatment with the Sabres.
It's your substitute. Just hockey junkie, hockey movies. But I think Dodgeball has to have some consideration. I have to get back to that. Yeah. Dodgeball has to have some consideration for a sports movie.
I don't know.
Patches of Houlihan would be really disappointed in you right now. That's all I got to say. The average Joe's.
Am I really considering putting a movie into the sports movie category that has Steve the Pirate?
Yes.
It does include ESPN The Ocho.
Mm-hmm.
It's a farce. At the time, it's a farce.
At the time, now it's not.
Now it's not. It was
ESPN took advantage of the popularity of the reference of ESPN 8 The Ocho, where all the obscure things that are not on sports television go here.
Cornhole? All of that jazz. It was influential to a major sports network. Sounds like it's a sports movie to me.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
settle
here.
Down.
We'll put it in the High School Musical category of sports themed.
No, settle down.
Sports themed.
It's
fair.
It's sports themed. It's all about...
Dodgeball's a sport.
That's all about... Look, they get
it's
walkout.
It's about reviving a gym.
Yeah, but they're playing dodgeball. And their gym is working out. Working out, some people could consider it. I mean, it's a physical activity.
World's Strongest Man, that's a sport, right? And they all work out.
Is it a sport or is it an activity like an event?
No, talk about
diving headfirst into a rabbit hole. Eddie Hall is going to call in next at this point, and we're going to see what happens. But
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could put Steve the Pirate in a sports movie category.
Ricky Bobby is.
That, as much as I don't like it, NASCAR is a sport that is recognized throughout.
So is dodgeball, just not in high schools anymore because it's too much.
It's a gym class activity. It's a
not game. Anymore.
It is a game you play. It's a game. It's not
so
a
is football.
Sport. No.
Football's a game. Oh, I got to put the game on. Basketball, hockey game. They're all games.
Candyland's a game. It's a board game. Is that a sport?
Competitive.
You see the word that you put before game? A board game.
He's got a point.
What about esports?
No, we've already done this. We've already done this with
We're going to do it again, Joseph.
The food eating contest.
We're going to do it again. Yeah, exactly. Not a sport.
It is. No. Neither here nor there.
It is a test of physical ability.
Yes.
Don't
so it's a sport.
Do not be on his side, Joshua. It's not a sport. Eating food is not a sport.
We're going to get a documentary about Joey Chestnut. And then everyone's going to change their mind. It's going
to
be...
Dodgeball might be where I have to redraw the line. How's that?
All right. We'll get into it. I'm excited
again,
for
you
Zach
have
Jones
taken
again
the
here.
Line and you're like kicking it in the sand and messing it all up. That's what you're trying to do today. You're succeeding in this mission.
Listen, the caller agreed with me. Dodgeball, okay?
He brought it up as a suggestion.
Suggested a sports movie, as far as I'm concerned. We'll get into it later. We'll get into it later.
We're going to keep getting into
it. Yes. It'll be a recurring conversation until the end of the show.
Jim in South Buffalo, how you doing? Welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got?
How's it going, guys? How about Cool Runnings?
Ooh!
Cool Runnings is a good one.
Jim, that is a really good one, and I think that one's got to be a sports-based type movie, I would imagine, right? Because it's based on that story. I apologize. Keep going there, Jim.
What about Karate Kid?
Oh, see, that's a sports movie.
Jim, appreciate it. Thank you for the call. That's a different angle.
Karate Kid definitely is. It's about it's karate version of Rocky with a child. That's what it is.
And martial arts
mixed
are
martial arts
seen as athletics.
Mm-hmm.
But is martial arts a sport?
Yes, because fencing is an Olympic sport, and that's fencing dialed up with body parts. And that's a really rough way to put it, but it is. Karate's martial arts are definitely a sport, I would say. If you're going to call MMA and boxing a sport, karate is a test of...
Yeah.
You have to have discipline, physical discipline... And also reactionary speed, hand-eye coordination.
It's enough to think about.
Mm-hmm. Karate definitely is a sport, I would say.
It is enough to think about.
It's not a high-impact sport, don't get me wrong, but it's a sport. And the Karate Kid movies, and even, listen, I'll say, the Cobra Kai series are an absolute stretch. They're an absolute stretch. But... The Karate Kid movies are all sports movies. 100%.
Josh, what do you think? Karate? Sport?
Yeah. That's
like,
a sport.
I like
it's
that,
close,
though.
It's
interesting.
Close enough to fighting. Like, it's not like your traditional fighting.
It could be, though.
But
if they dial it to 11, if they're not as disciplined in the ring like they have to be, if they're not following the rules.
Or if they're not children. Because the movie, it's kids. Like, if you're an adult...
Have you
karate?
Seen the Cobra Kai series? You see what they do?
No. Yeah.
They tear apart the school and paralyze kids with karate.
It's actually pretty intense.
Karate is a sport, so I would put Karate Kid as a sports movie. Yeah, for sure.
My smooth brain, meanwhile, Russell Crowe has been mentioned multiple times.
Mm.
And like we're talking about fighting as a sport, and now that South Park song, fighting round the world.
Russell Crowe.
That made me think, though. Russell Crowe, Gladiator.
Oh,
OG sport.
Yes, in the Colosseum. That is something, Josh.
We need to dial up.
That's a sports
movie.
We
need to dial up Sal Capaccio in Italy right now.
Yeah, a live report from the Colosseum.
What time is it in Italy right now?
I don't
even
want
to. It's probably dinner time. We could. No. We can't do that.
We can't bother him on vacation.
No. No.
The phone bill would be insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 5:20 p.m.
We're not paying it.
It's 5:20 p.m. in Italy. But
I don't have to pay it. Let's go. Cook it up. Let's go.
It's
do
it 100%. I
like
would say,
that, though, Josh.
I'd say Gladiator is. Okay. I would agree. I like that a
Gladiator
lot.
Definitely before Dodgeball for me.
Dodgeball is a sports movie for me. Sorry. It is. It is. And I'm not trying to be controversial. They're genuinely
just
playing a sport the entire
just
movie.
Being a jerk. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Jesse in South Buffalo, we're keeping it on the phones here. Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Oh, we're hanging around. What you got for us?
Got The Replacements, the old Keanu Reeves one. I couldn't for life remember it. The one Adam Sandler did a remake where the prisoners play against the prison guards.
Yep, Longest Yard.
Longest Yard.
Longest Yard, there we go. And then one more that, not a movie, but I don't know if you guys know the show Rocket Power.
Yeah. Oh!
I don't.
Jesse, you are in my neighborhood right here, man. Woogity, 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 woogity. Appreciate the call.
Derek, when he said that, when I answered that phone call,
oh my God.
I had the same reaction you did. That show was amazing.
You literally are too young for this.
What is it about?
It's an old Nickelodeon show.
It was a Nickelodeon cartoon.
Oh.
And it's this group of kids, and they all do different, basically X Games sports.
Yes.
Like there's skateboarding, there's roller hockey.
Oh, cool.
There's
skateboarding, roller hockey, snowboarding.
Rollerblading.
Surfing,
yep.
All of it. Yeah. Like anything you could think X Games.
I used to have a Rocket Power video game.
Oh my God, yes.
That was probably peak.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
That show is
Otto, really Reggie, good. Squid, and Twister.
Oh my. Yeah. I'm going to have to go back and look at
this. Raymundo.
I wonder if there's a way you can watch this.
There probably is. Paramount Plus or something like that has
Raymundo
to have
Tito,
it. Raymundo
Tito?
Because they're the parent company.
Oh, my
company.
God.
You can watch it on Paramount.
Yeah. I only
and
knew
Twister's
that.
Twister's older brother, Lars.
Because Patrick Stewart threw one of the Rugrats. It's the only reason I ever
knew
that.
Oh, my God. That's a pull right there, though. I love that. Rocket Power in my neighborhood. Also, thanks for the call, because another one, I'm disappointed I did not get to The Replacements.
The Replacements.
At all until
Shane
this
Falco.
Point.
Yeah, Shane Falco, an hour and 25 minutes in it took.
Yes.
That is a phenomenal movie.
Oh my God, I love The Replacements. It's one of my favorite movies in general, not just sports movies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Gene Hackman, rest
never
in peace.
Forget what never forget what Falco did in that Sugar Bowl, apparently.
No.
Like, I know it's an exposition thing, but what would the made-up stat line had to have been for Falco to have, decimated his draft stock in that godforsaken Sugar Bowl?
Yeah.
Like, right. What?
He goes into the pros and plays fine, again, with replacements, but.
No, I'm talking, the man fizzled out as a prospect.
Yeah, and lived on a boat.
Like, you had to go, 4 of 23 with, 7 interceptions.
I think that's about right. And
only
negative
way.
Yardage or something like that.
You were
Nate Peterman, but worse.
Yes.
That's essentially what it had to be.
You had a Nate Peterman NFL performance, but in a college game.
Yep. So you couldn't hack it in the NFL.
Again, you have to also then burn the entire tape of collegiate work that you've done. So
he nuked his career with one game, essentially.
Obviously, that would mean that he would not have to have been a first round caliber prospect.
Right, but he was good enough to be on a team that was in
But if you're a pro prospect type, and then you have that kind of game, apparently.
Mm-hmm. And you completely eradicate yourself from the draft in general, the conversation
I feel like now we need to ask the question of that, of what did Shane Falco's stat line have to be to fizzle out as a prospect? That's going to be the question.
Where does he rank among football movie quarterbacks?
Mm.
I think two.
Who's one?
That's what I'm trying to think of right now, because I feel like he could be one.
You can't slot him in and then not know who's ahead of him.
Well, I want to say one, but I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. I'm thinking of I'm thinking of different people. I can't remember the character from Longest Yard. The Adam Sandler Longest Yard.
Oh.
Paul Crewe. I feel like he could be number one, because he played in the NFL in the movie.
Crewe was in the show, yes. That is part of his background.
I feel like he should be number one, but I also think Shane Falco can be number one.
What about Flash Gordon? Quarterback for the New York Jets. What are we doing?
But he played for the Jets, though. Come on. Come on. What are we doing? He played for the Jets. He's got to be at least
Jets.
4 or 5.
The Washington Sentinels can lap the Jets.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to put Falco at one. I'm doing it.
It's the intangibles for you.
Shane
isn't
Falco
it?
Is number one in my book. Paul Crewe a close second.
Footsteps Falco.
Oh yeah,
number one.
That's honestly that's my favorite football movie.
The
Replacements is a great movie.
Yeah,
star-studded cast too.
What about Willie Beeman? Any Given Sunday. Beeman. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his Beeman, last name right. Beeman. Any Given Sunday. That's got. And have you seen Varsity Blues? We have not mentioned that.
Oh, that's Mox. Right.
Where does Mox rank? Yeah. Like this could be a conversation
hey,
now.
Moxon's just a high schooler. We don't know what he ends up as. Maybe he ends up like Footsteps Falco.
Reno Hightower in the Best of Times.
I like now it's my headcanon. I need to figure out the stat line that buries Shane Falco in that Sugar Bowl. Like I need to find out what it is. Like you know what? College Football 26 is out. I need to replicate Shane Falco's Sugar Bowl and find out how bad it tanks my career.
If he didn't have three concussions in the Sugar Bowl, he would have been the GOAT. That's on a Reddit thread. I'm diving into this now.
Like, I feel like you need to throw it in the thread. Like, how bad could Falco's stat line have been?
I've got the best quarterback for you, and then we can get back to the phones. Best quarterback, Uncle Rico.
Stop. Falco laps
You're
him.
Close to losing your Falco, mic privileges.
Falco laps him. Laps him.
Uncle Rico.
The only Uncle Rico I know is Kyle Orton, okay? Yeah. 803-0550. We're loving the conversation that we're having. Jim, John, Sean, stay there. Hang through the break. We'll get to you on the other side on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Popping along here on a Friday.
We haven't even gotten to these yet. We haven't even touched on Rocky yet.
We have not touched on a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
And loaded phone lines. You guys are all here hanging out with us on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with all of you. Josh Schmidt on the board. We're talking sports movies. And again, we got full phone lines, so we're going to attack them heavy right now. And we start out with Jim in Lockport. Jim, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Rudy is probably the best football movie where he's going to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of other ones are Bloodsport, Balls of Fury, with ping pong.
Oh.
Ping pong. I love it.
Yep, dodgeball is a sport.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
I can name all kinds of them. Kickboxer, Bloodsport, Youngblood.
Youngblood's one of my favorites, and I do love that one is getting its mention here today.
Okay.
Jim, appreciate that, though. Balls of Fury, that's got to be probably the one that got me there. Thank you for that. But ping pong is an Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm. So is archery.
It's hijinks are along the lines, probably even more extreme than dodgeball in terms of the movie.
Are there any breakdancing movies out there?
Yeah, I hope not after what we saw in the Olympics last year. The only movie should be about how the sport of breakdancing toppled down after the most recent Olympics.
How Ray Gunn murdered.
Yeah. How Australia just killed it.
No, not one. One person.
One Australian ended the breakdancing saga.
All right, we're going to keep going here. Rapid fire because we got a lot of phone lines to get through here. John in Hamburg, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got?
What's up, guys? You guys were talking about the best quarterback, TV quarterback. Well, Matt Saracen from Friday Night Lights might not be a movie, but he's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then also you guys mentioned Rocket Power.
Yes.
So that remind me about the movie Brink.
The Disney movie Brink. Team Pup and Suds. I love that.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, John. Appreciate that. There's a lot of Disney movies mm-hmm. that you are definitely...
I'm itching for.
You are too young for, and you are definitely too young for.
Oh.
Like, you were not alive when these existed.
Yeah, probably not.
I mentioned Johnny Tsunami in passing.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
Brink is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Extreme skating.
How dare you think I don't know what Brink is?
No. Like, you are... So how old are you really then, Josh?
I'm 26, but okay. I'm well-versed in the classics.
Okay.
He's not uncultured.
I am very cultured.
You're not baby over here to my right.
Well, yeah.
I just turned 23.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm getting there. I'm only 3 years younger than that
Half
guy.
These movies came out before he was even born.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rocket Power ended before he was born.
That is true.
Yes.
That is true.
But yes, like there's a lot of things that you can think of, different angles, new stuff, that we can keep going on here. Sean in Buffalo, welcome into the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hey, fellas. I got a movie for you, and I'm not sure you mentioned yet. Also, a movie quarterback. I'm not sure if you guys mentioned him or not. But the movie is Tin Cup.
Tin Cups.
Tin.
What is it about? Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, it's a golf movie. Don Johnson, Rene Russo, Cheech Marin. What's his face? Kevin Costner.
Oh, Costner again. Yeah. Okay. It took me a minute to get there. I have seen clips of this movie. I haven't seen it all the way through. Kevin Costner just seems to be.
Costner's in a lot of these. Crow's in a lot of these. Bozeman.
Yes.
A lot too. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Sean. Yeah. There's a couple that are going to be repeating names and all, like it seems like. And mm-hmm. Costner's one of them there that, Crow's gotten a couple mentions. Chadwick Boseman's in here a couple times now. I'm glad that, like, Vince Vaughn is only in one.
Hey. Hey, Vince Vaughn.
Hey, what about that Vince Vaughn movie with Kevin James where they're making the cars and they're both Blackhawks fans? They go to Chicago Blackhawks games all the time. That's not sports, but sports are heavily involved in that movie. I can't think of the name, though. Him and Kevin James are in it. They're, like, trying to make an electronic car that sounds like a real, like, I don't know.
All right, well,
we'll
deal with that. We'll deal.
There's a moment in the end of the movie where Kevin James shoots a puck from center ice and he puts it in like the little slot. It's like the game that.
Yep.
If that's a sports movie, Top Gun is.
It's not.
That's all I gotta say.
Okay. We're not going back there. We're burying that. Okay. And best way to do it is to move on. Michael in Niagara Falls, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us today?
Good afternoon or morning, guys. I got a couple actually, more than a couple. So football movies. Two stories are Greater, My All-American, Woodlawn, and American Underdog.
Okay.
I like it. That's a good list.
And then a lot of people have forgotten the original Miracle on Ice with Steven Guttenberg.
Hmm. Original Miracle on Ice. When did that come out? Do you know whereabouts?
1981 it came out.
Yes, it was absolutely, it was amazing. It was really, really good. It's super hard to find, but it was a good movie. And then The Cutting Edge. Hockey player, figure skater.
Right. I've never seen that one. I'm going to have to look into that one. No, I'm going to have to look into it, though.
Michael, you gave us a list of, homework here.
I'm
so
jotting down everything
that,
you just mentioned.
So thank you for the call. Appreciate it. And appreciate everyone that's been chiming in with these today, because there's plenty of movies that would, like, I definitely know that I will have not seen. Like, it's me. I have a problem. Mm-hmm. I'm not cultured enough with sports movies. But that's also, you know, something I'm just willing to admit. You know, it is what it is. Keep things going here, as it's going to be definitely a caller-heavy segment here. Go to Mary in Fredonia. Mary, what you got for us? Welcome to the Extra Point Show.
Well, I don't have a movie, but one of the things I laugh about is Saturday Night Live making fun of Steve Tasker when the power went out during the football game, and they made fun of him. Back to you, Steve Tasker. Back to you, Steve Tasker. And oh, I just
putting him in the bad spot in that Super Bowl, yes.
Oh, it was just so funny for them to do that. I think I have it taped so that I have it forever. But it's so funny. I had to remind you guys about that. Thank you for taking my call.
Mary, appreciate that. Like, that is a tough situation to be in. Like, you're the sideline reporter. They just keep kicking to you because the power's out. Like,
what more do you want them to say?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what are you reporting on the sidelines here, Steve?
It is comical, unfortunately, right? But it is a tough spot.
Someone had to wear it, but like, yeah, no, poor Steve in that moment. It's like, I got nothing for you. What else? Nothing else is going on here. The power's still out. Like, National Grid has not called me.
Yeah, right, right.
But that was still one of the craziest things that ever happened in a sports game, let alone a Super Bowl.
Oh yeah, yeah. And hearing the player's perspective on that too is interesting.
Yes. All right, to Steve in Riverside, welcome in to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Vision Quest.
All right. This is the second time that one's been mentioned. Yeah.
And then Eastbound and Down, the television show.
Yeah. Eastbound and Down. I only think of Smokey and the Bandit when I hear Eastbound and Down. What is that about?
That's a it's a baseball show. Kenny Rogers.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh.
Yep.
I see Danny McBride.
Yeah. The star.
Kenny Powers.
That's right. Oh my God, dude.
I'm gonna have to watch this. I'm a big Danny McBride fan.
Oh yeah,
hysterical.
No, he's chaotic characters are his MO, and Eastbound and Down is absolutely one of those. So, oh my God.
Eastbound and Down. Yeah, I'm gonna have to watch the original Miracle on Ice too.
I'm very interested in that as yeah. well. I should be writing these things down. Now I'm just gonna have to go back to the recs of the show, replay it back, and then, like, write down all the things that I have to watch.
Yeah,
or that you and I also just, like, all of us have to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some I haven't seen, and I'm pretty well versed in sports movies.
Yes,
so.
You are. This was your idea today, and we're running with it here.
Exciting stuff.
Okay, we have a hat trick here.
We do
on the phone lines.
We do. It's three mics.
So, if I say we go to Mike, all three of you got to be ready, but you don't know which one's talking on the air yet.
Here we go. Let's try it out.
We're going to go to Mike in Amherst. Mike, how you doing? What you got for us?
I got a list of four football movies for you.
All right, let's go with it.
So we got two 90s movies, football-based, The Program. And Necessary Roughness.
Okay, Necessary Roughness, I've heard. I like that. I haven't heard of The Program. What's that one about?
That one is a college program. Mm-hmm. It's based around the running back and the quarterback. The quarterback is going for Heisman, and he's got a drinking problem. And I can't remember the story about the running back. I think he was trying to, like, date somebody's daughter. Decent movie. And two, based on a true story, Invincible and Remember the Titans.
All right. Mike, appreciate it. We've not gotten to Remember the Titans on air mention yet, and I'm ashamed of myself.
Yes. But Invincible, quickly, that is a powerful movie. A POW. Oh my God.
Yes.
Like that legitimately, that one will bring you to tears watching that movie. That one, I remember watching that for the first time I was in high school. And that really, that changed a lot perspective wise of like what people went through, everything like that. So it's that one. If you haven't seen Invincible, it's a tough watch. Like it genuinely is, but it's also a good watch, if that makes sense.
All right. We're going to keep going with more mics here. We'll go to Mike in Hamburg coming up next here. Mike, what you got for us on the Extra Point Show?
Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing that he told you. Remember the Titans is probably the best sports movie of all time because not only does it talk about the sports, but it talks about the history that happened back in the early 70s.
Yeah, it is a powerful message, Mike. And like I said, like we're kind of ashamed at this point. Thank you for the call.
That it took us this long
to throw that movie into, you know, conversations of sports movies. Like, I'm over here fixated on how bad is Shane Falco's stat line in The Replacements for that Sugar Bowl. And we had yet to mention Remember the Titans at all today. So that's a demerit for me.
Well, that movie, I remember watching it in school multiple times in high school. That was just played on an off day. If it was a end of year or day before break. Everybody just loved that movie, and like you know, being around here, we're all Bills fans, all football fans, so it's easy.
But it's a powerful message.
It's
too,
a very, very powerful message. And
community fighting, you know, racism, stereotypes, anything else of the sort. There, trying to build something together,
and seeing the struggle of doing that, and watching them actually succeed in doing it. It's a very, very good movie, and the message of it has not been lost in translation. That movie came out how long ago, and it's still the best, if not one of, if not the best sports movies out there.
All
today
right, we got to complete the hat trick here and close out the phone lines on this one with the last mic. Mike, you're the last of our mics here on the Extra Point Show in a row,
and I will give you a movie you've never heard of, and I can almost guarantee you that nobody on this station has ever watched.
Bring
Paperback it. Hero, 1973. It's a Canadian movie about a hockey player, a small town guys in this playing in the junior hockey up in Canada. It stars Keir DeLee, who became a star in 2001 A Space Odyssey. And it's about these two guys. They're playing junior hockey. At the end of the movie, neither of them get drafted. They're sitting at a bar, and the one says, "And I'm losing my hair." And the other guy says, any old ass can grow hair. It takes a man to lose it." So it's a great, funny guy drives around in his car. He's got the Marshall sign on the side of his car because they call him the Marshall. He's the captain of the team. He's a big wig in this really small Canadian town. And it's a little depressing at times, but it's a classic, 1973.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you for the you for the recommendation there. Yeah, no, that's definitely one that
I've marked it down. It's in my notes. I've been marking them down slowly today, the
okay,
ones
so
I haven't
you have been
to.
Taking notes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I have all these tabs open of them, so if I didn't write them down on my phone, I am going to be able to.
I was going to say, so like your phone's going to explode from all the tabs open.
Yeah.
Hey, that'll happen though. All right, we got our mic hat trick there.
Mm-hmm.
Had to get that in before the break. We can kind of carry this on. Unfortunately, we're going to be out of time to take phone calls soon enough. But if you're on hold, we'll try to get to you in the last segment here on the Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Last segment here of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly here with you, chilling on a Friday morning as we roll into the afternoon. Thank you to everyone that has chimed in here today through calls or also with tweets that we have yet to read today. And we'll try to do that now as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We did read a couple early on because you went into it early last night just to get ahead of the curve on this one. But we got a couple of extras here. Tom tweeting in, Vision Quest is amazing. Jam going in with Caddyshack. Alexis, Glory Road, and Remember the Titans are some of her favorites. Kenneth tweeting in, MVP, most valuable primate.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Jonathan tweeting in, The Rookie with Dennis Quaid, wasn't that based off of a true story?
Mm-hmm.
We did figure that out. We got to it where it was. Also with Mystery Alaska, love that the NHL and the Rangers allowed them to use the team name and actual historic jerseys from the time period so they didn't have to make up a fake NHL team. Like, it's an original six property that you're trying to challenge. Good on the NHL to allow the licensing rights to use the Rangers there for that movie. Because, like, that's back when it's the original six. Like, you can't make up a team name.
No.
It's not an original six.
No. And speaking of making up team names, a movie we talked about, The Replacements, has a better team name than the current Washington team. And I know they were not DC-based.
And finally, from Jonathan as well, We Are Marshall.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good
one. That's a heavy
one. That's a heavy one.
Yeah, that's based off of, you know, the story of the Marshall football program after the plane crash in 1970, and it just, that's heavy stuff right there. but sometimes
it is. It's
sometimes
not.
The good ones are also indeed heavy.
And that's what we've talked about. A lot of these sports movies do bring you to the verge of tears in some ways. They're very emotional. They're hard-hitting, and that's one of the biggest unifying factors in a lot of these movies, right? And that's why we can have a show like this where the phone lines are lit up the entire time.
Twitter's phone lines have been lit up. Thank you to everyone that's been involved here. We're going to see if we can keep things going here, but we have a third person to throw into a chair at this point. Coming up next, who is it? I don't want to spoil anything.
No, we'll keep it under wraps.
We'll keep it
for now.
Mystery. Mm-hmm. Except I said it right at the beginning of the show at 10 o'clock.
Hi.
There it is. Hi, Zach. Zachary Jones joining us on the other side here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.